Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. Sophie, I gotta say, this book completely shifted how I think about career and life choices.
Oh, absolutely, Sam. It's one of those books that makes you realize how much pressure we put on ourselves to find the one right path. Burnett and Evans are Stanford professors who teach a wildly popular course, and their core idea is that life isn't a problem to solve, it's a design challenge.
Right? And that's such a freeing reframe. Instead of asking, what should I do with my life? You ask, what could I try next? And they have this amazing exercise called the Odyssey Plan, where you imagine 3 different versions of your life in 5 years.
Yes. And the versions are really specific. One is the life you're already living or think you should live. Another is what you'd do if your current life got taken away. And the third is what you'd do if money and reputation didn't matter.
I did that exercise and it was wild. My third version was so different from my first, but it felt just as possible once I started thinking about it. The key is you don't just fantasize, you prototype. You take small steps to test each version.
Exactly. And before you even get to that, they have a tool called the Health, Work, Play, and Love Dashboard. You rate yourself in each area on a scale of 1 to 10. It gives you a quick snapshot of where you're thriving and where you're struggling.
Yeah, I scored myself and realized I was totally neglecting play. I had no activities I did just for joy, no goal, no outcome. That was a wake-up call.
Right.
And then they have you articulate your work view and life view, your philosophy about what work is for and what gives life meaning. If those two are out of alignment, you feel that dissonance. It's like a nagging sense that something's off.
I never actually written down my work view before. I just assumed it should be obvious. But once I did, I saw that my life view was about community, but my work view was about status. No wonder I felt torn.
And then they have this simple but powerful tool, the Good Time Journal. For a couple weeks, you track your activities and how you feel during each one. You look for patterns of engagement and energy.
I did that for a week and discovered I love solving puzzles but hate administrative tasks. That sounds obvious in hindsight, but I'd never actually tracked it. It told me what kinds of work to seek out.
Another big one is the idea of prototyping. Instead of making a huge leap, like quitting your job to start a business, you do small experiments. Volunteer, interview people in that field, take a single course. You gather real data before committing.
Yeah, they call it bias toward action. Just do something, anything, and learn from it. I think that's why the book hit me so hard. It's not about sitting around planning, it's about building and testing.
Right.
And they address the fear of failure. In design thinking, failure is just data. Every prototype that doesn't work teaches you something, so you can stop being terrified of making the wrong choice.
There's this one line that stuck with me. Stop trying to make the right choice, and instead make a choice and make it right. That's huge. It means the quality of your life depends more on what you do after a decision than the decision itself.
Exactly.
And they also talk about gravity problems, problems that are actually unchangeable facts, like wanting to be a professional athlete at age 50 when you've never played sports. That's not a problem, it's a fantasy. You have to redirect your energy.
Oh, that one hit me. I realized I was treating some things as problems that were just reality. Once I accepted them, I could actually move forward.
And they have a great reframing of balance. They say balance is a myth. Life is dynamic. Instead, aim for coherence, where your time and energy align with your values. That might mean intense work periods, and then rest.
So the whole book is really about shifting from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, but applied to life design. It's not about finding your passion. It's about building skills and letting passion emerge from competence.
Exactly.
And it's deeply optimistic. It says you are the designer of your life. You have the tools. You just need to start. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Well worth it if you want to explore more like this.
My biggest takeaway? That there's not one perfect life waiting for me. There are many good ones, and I get to build them through small experiments. That's incredibly freeing.
And that's really the heart of it. Life is a design challenge, not a problem to be solved. We'll see you in the next one.